Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Root Pharmacist Radio. Robert Kress here, Root Pharmacist. Well, it's been probably a couple of weeks since I recorded one for you, and I apologize. You know, life has been kind of going really fast, but I got a lot of great content because, you know, that's what life brings you when you are aware and you pay attention, right? So what I want to talk to you today about is getting a captain of your ship. You know, I've spoken before about getting a healthcare team. You know, you get a team that's behind you. And, you know, it's good to have a team if you think about it in any business, right? You've got, you can't do everything yourself. And as far as healthcare, I firmly believe we're at a time right now, especially when we're looking at integrative medicine and functional medicine, and really self-care. The power is in the individual's hands to kind of put their team together. That being said, in many cases, if someone is undergoing some, you know, kind of heavy health issues, and I'm not speaking about just, okay, let's try to get, you know, blood pressure under control, a little rise in blood sugar, kind of the heavy stuff, you know, like maybe cancer, kidney disease, stuff like that, things that can, you know, shorten one's life. It's really important to get a captain of the ship. And, you know, I saw this from a personal level. And sometimes if you disagree, it's tough for you to do that or to maintain someone as captain. So that's a really important thing. Because let's use the example of cancer. Conventional allopathic treatment is essentially going to be chemotherapy as well as radiation. Then on the other side, you can have alternative treatments. You know, you can have anything from, you know, there's so many different avenues. Then you can meet in between. You know, you can bring in complementary therapy like nutritional therapy, detoxification, everything across the board. The thing is, you might not have one practitioner that knows everything about everything, although you might find someone who's a good project manager and driver of that ship. And I think that's important because as a patient going through such a thing or even a family member or a friend of the patient, a lot of questions come about. A lot of issues take hold. You're wondering if you're doing the right thing. You know, you want to maybe go the least toxic route as possible, but the most effective route as possible. And when you're knee deep in the middle of it, it's really tough to get an objective view of your, you know, from your own two eyes. And on the other side of things, let's be honest here. Medicine is a really big business. And in a case of a recent oncology case, we're kind of seeing, we've seen, or the people have seen, two different cancer centers almost fighting over them. It's kind of like these people come to, the patients come in with like an X dollar sign of their head, whether it be 250 grand, half a million, whatever it might be. So they do all they can to reel you in. So it's really important for a couple of realms to take a breath. Do not make any decisions. Do not make any answers when you're in the state of fight or flight. All right. And this all goes with stress response, stress management, how you act with things. It's always good when you hear information to let it sink in first. Also consider finding a practitioner that's maybe not the one that's in charge of the treatment. Like it wouldn't be the oncologist. It wouldn't be the naturopath, but someone that has a grasp of it all that can help give you strong objective opinions. And then you move forward when you make your decisions, you know that you absolutely made the right decision. Because you know what? You're going to have a lot of people coming to you with their story. People saying, oh my God, this was horrible. I can't believe I did this. Or every person I knew went through X and Y. It was just the worst thing in the world. Or, oh my God, you got to do this. It's a great experience, you know? So everyone will have their opinion and you really got to find your own intuition, your own feeling, which I completely understand is a difficult thing to do when you're, you know, you're in the middle of fight or flight and you're kind of facing some heavy stuff. So I don't know if this podcast helped. It's a short one. It's less than 5 minutes. But I thought it was kind of valuable. I think it is important to have someone that kind of is the captain, but that has taken information from everyone else that can help the patient make the right objective decision for themselves. So there it is. Robert Kress here today, Root Pharmacist Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.